Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Well, here we are at the dawning of the year 2012. This is a moment we've all been hearing about and anticipating for decades. NASA has reported that there will be very intense solar flares and explosions of light from the sun this year, and they feel that this will cause a lot of problems on Earth. But actually, the intensified solar activity is designed to enhance Earth's transformation into our new fifth-dimensional solar reality. And the entire company of heaven is standing in readiness to assist us all in integrating this powerful light that we will be bathed with this year. As long as we stay focused on the light and the miracles that are taking place daily and hourly, instead of the negativity that is surfacing all over the world to be cleansed and healed, we are going to experience this long-expected and light-filled year of 2012 with wonder and awe. So today, we're going to talk about what we can expect for 2012. Please join me now as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the heart and mind of light workers all over the world. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. As we begin together, feel the reality of being unified with the family of humanity as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, as we are transformed into a powerful force field of light. During our time together today in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we are going to invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presences and the legions of light that are joining us now throughout infinity. As we begin our process together today, remember, the present is all we have. The past is over and the future does not exist yet. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have indicated to us that 2011 was the most transformative year that we have experienced to date. And the activities of light that took place throughout that year successfully paved the way for what we will experience now in 2012. The collective influx of light we experienced throughout 2011 carried all life existing on this sweet earth into 2012 on a wave of unprecedented unity consciousness. The earth and all her life are now vibrating at a higher frequency than we have experienced since our fall from grace, which took place eons ago. This was critical and vitally important preparation for the awesome events that will now take place in 2012. I know that there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation circulating about what will happen in 2012. Most of it is fear-based and predicting things like cataclysmic earth changes and the end of the world. But in truth, we have already entered this initial impulse that is referred to as the shift of the ages. We began our ascent up the spiral of evolution, the whole of creation being inbreathed into the next octave of our learning experience in November of 2003. That doesn't mean, however, that 2012 is not important. It is very significant. And whenever the collective consciousness of humanity is focused on a particular moment in time, we have a tremendous opportunity to co-create something together. We can take those energies and consecrate them for the highest good of all concerned. Depending on what we're focusing on, that co-creation can be either wonderful or devastating. And it is important for us to realize that whatever happens in 2012 will be a result of what you and I and every other person on the planet empowers with our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. Since we've already begun our ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection, our ability to quickly manifest the archetypes for the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love have been greatly enhanced. We need to pay attention to the negativity that is surfacing so that we can transmute it back into light with the full power of the violet flame. But we must not stay stuck there, totally engulfed in fear and negative expectations. Once we invoke the violet flame to transmute the cause, core, effect, record, and memory of all of the negative circumstances that are causing humanity's pain and suffering, we need to change the focus of our attention and focus on what we want to co-create on this planet instead of that surfacing negativity. One of my favorite quotes from Buckminster Fuller is that he says, quote, "In order to change something, we do not try to alter the existing model. We create a new model and make the old one obsolete." This is what we need to do with the existing systems on Earth that are not working toward the highest good for all concerned. For instance, the banking systems, the Federal Reserve, and Wall Street have proven that there is no depth of greed or corruption to which they will not be willing to sink. Instead of waiting for the people involved to change who are still being grossly manipulated by their human egos and greed and their obsession with money, people with a higher consciousness need to create a new monetary system that will make the old ones irrelevant. Instead of waiting for corporations who are creating the devastating pollution on the planet to all of a sudden develop a reverence for life, people with a higher consciousness need to reach up into the realms of truth, tap into the causal body of God, where the viable solutions for these humanly created maladies exist, so that we can find solutions and change the pollution, healing the earth, and transforming her back into her original divine potential. Our time is at hand. This is our moment. We have all been preparing for literally lifetimes to accomplish the God-victorious shifts of consciousness that will occur during this ascension process that we are now in the midst of and that will be greatly accelerated throughout the year of 2012. The key is that we need to face these challenges and co-create new options without falling into that consciousness of us against them. There is no separation. We are all one. And when we start perpetuating this consciousness of battle of us against them, we become part of the problem instead of part of the solution. So because of the intensity of the challenges humanity is going through, the Company of Heaven is asking awakening light workers around the world to utilize the collective cup of humanity's consciousness as people everywhere focus on what is going to happen in 2012. We have the ability to ask the Company of Heaven and the I Am presence of each person to gather up this energy that we are empowering through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Purify it. Consecrate it to the highest good of all concerned. And what will occur in 2012 will then be the result of what humanity co-creates through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings as we move through this experience day by day. The beings of light are asking all of us to co-create a force field of transfiguring divine love, empowered with our new planetary cause of divine love, that will envelop the earth and all life evolving upon her. This will help to shift the mass consciousness of humanity by revealing as an inner knowing within the heart of every person evolving on this planet the oneness of all life in new and profound ways. It is time for us to lift up in consciousness. And as the infinite love of God floods into the hearts and minds of unawakened souls through the power of our invocations, they will be able to raise their heads above the chaos and confusion of their own lives. And then they will begin to remember who they are and why they are here. They will realize that they are not just the fragmented, fear-based consciousness of their lower human egos, but that in truth, they are one with all life, and they are empowered sons and daughters of God. And this will begin to reflect through their behavior patterns. So let's go within and ask the presence of God pulsating in our hearts to reveal to us and to all humanity our part in this divine plan. If you feel the heart call to participate, to be an instrument of God during this cosmic moment in Earth's evolution, then please join with fellow lightworkers from around the world. Weave your radiant light into the chalice of this divine mission by just asking your I Am presence to allow you to be the open door for the light of God that will transform this planet into the immaculate concept of her full divine potential. And offer to serve as a surrogate on behalf of your brothers and sisters in the family of humanity. Prepare to release the residue of the behavior patterns that no longer serve your highest good as you pave the way for an unprecedented shift of consciousness in this miraculous year of 2012. Every day, deliberately use your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions to add to the light of the world. You have been training for literally lifetimes to do this. In your heart, you know this is true. Ask your I Am presence for guidance. Listen to your heart. Trust yourself. And know that you are powerful beyond your present level of comprehension. So let's talk about one of the major steps in this process, which is healing this appalling polarization that humanity has now fallen into. Day by day, more and more people are awakening. And as they do, this inspires them to lift up their hearts and minds, which in turn raises their consciousness and allows the light of God to flow through them, thus increasing this light in their everyday life experiences. When our consciousness is raised, and the light of God increases in our lives, we truly begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This phenomenon has the wonderful effect of allowing us to clearly perceive the oneness of life and the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. Then we begin to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, what the statement, "We are all one," truly means, and that there is no such thing as us and them. When this reality resonates in the deepest recesses of our hearts, the validity of war becomes impossible to accept. The concepts of poverty, greed, corruption, selfishness, violence, abuse of power, oppression, hatred, prejudice, pollution, disease, ignorance, and every other reflection of our belief in separation and duality become intolerable. Often, when we attain this newly awakened state of consciousness, from our old patterns of a human ego, our reflex response is to take a stance against these negative situations and behavior patterns. But unfortunately, this causes us to polarize ourselves against the people that are involved in these activities. And any time we polarize ourselves against a person or a group of people, we just motivate them to polarize against us and to fight back. This merely widens the abyss between us and causes further separation. Then we attempt to solve this problem by arguing our case and trying to coerce the people we are polarized against into seeing things our ways, into understanding what we understand, into believing things the way we believe. We share all of our newly acquired insights and try to convince them that their way of thinking and feeling are flawed. Then they, in turn, argue from their perspective that our way of thinking is delusional and that we are being duped by unrealistic idealism. Of course, these arguments are futile and only exacerbate our polarization. So we have to stop acting out of those old patterns. And one way of doing that is to understand the reality of what is happening. It is time for all of us to really grasp the fact that people do not know what they do not know. When a person awakens, his or her consciousness is literally raised up into a higher level of understanding, and their perception of reality is transformed. An awakened person literally thinks, feels, sees, and hears with greater awareness and comprehension. This is occurring through their I Am presence, their God self, which we often refer to as our superconscious mind, not the lower consciousness of our fragmented human ego or the subconscious mind that is often filled with misperceptions and error thinking. This shift of consciousness into our superconscious mind, our I Am presence, allows a person to perceive a greater truth and to comprehend the oneness of all life at a deeper level. We realize this is not just delusional or unrealistic idealism, but it is the profound truth of this physical reality. There is no separation. All life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. We can't have one thought or express one word or action without that affecting the whole of creation, changing the dynamics of the universe. This awakening results in an indisputable inner knowing within the person's heart and mind. So when that occurs within an awakening person, when an unawakened person tries to deny or discredit this inner knowing of an awakened person, it's a futile effort. That effort is like a deaf and blind person trying to convince a sighted hearing person that there's no such thing as color or music. Now, the difference in that situation is that the sighted hearing person would understand perfectly why the deaf and blind person was having trouble grasping the concept of color and music. And the sighted hearing person would have compassion for the deaf and blind person and would respond to them with patience and understanding, not trying to coerce them into changing their mind. Unfortunately, we cannot easily tell if someone is awakened or not. So we often make the mistake of assuming that people should know more than they do, or that they should understand more than they are capable of understanding. And when we expect more from people than they are capable of, we are generally disappointed and frustrated with their actions and their perception of things, which only polarizes us further and has us take a stronger stand against them. This is a very challenging time for people everywhere, and it is a time when humanity is being purged and the negative behavior patterns of our lower human egos are being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted. This is a necessary part of our transformation and a cleansing that must occur in order for humanity to complete our ascension into the fifth dimension. This purification is happening for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. We have all been through lifetimes where we have often been buried in our own human miscreations, acting out of our fragmented fear-based human ego, misperceiving our reality, accepting separation and duality as a tangible truth instead of the illusion that it is. And we can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate all those negative thought forms and patterns that we have co-created. We have to transmute them back into light. It seems as though every time we turn on the news or see widespread reports, we see corporate greed, governmental corruption, atrocities of war, gross imbalances in the economic system, and myriad other things being reflecting humanity's fear and our belief in separation and duality. These things have existed for a very long time, but they have not been brought to the attention of the masses as profusely and as powerfully as they are at this time, affecting each and every one of us tangibly in our individual lives. During this intense time of cleansing and awakening, people around the world are becoming vastly polarized over every conceivable aspect of life. They are polarized over the wars, the economy, taxes, health insurance, the justice system, politics, government, religion, education, family values, lifestyles, energy, security, business, management, labor, medicine, food, water, air, the environment, and on ad infinitum. We have been told by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth that humanity is now, this very moment, in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever known in any system of worlds. The Earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite physical perfection. In order for the Earth and humanity to complete this ascension process, and for heaven on earth to become a manifest reality, which is Earth's destiny, we must heal this polarization. Then God's eternal peace and abundance, which are inseparable aspects of Earth's destined reality, will be the order of the new day on this planet. Let me repeat that for a moment. God's eternal peace and infinite abundance are the destiny of the earth, and they are inseparable aspects of God's perfection. Now, since unawakened humanity cannot easily grasp the concept of the oneness of life, it is up to you and me, awakening lightworkers, to heal this polarization. And we have the ability to do that by serving as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. For we are one. And the universal law is that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. Since you and I live within the physical plane of Earth, and our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity are also evolving in the physical plane of Earth, we have the ability to invoke their I Am presence, their God self, and to join energies with that aspect of their divinity, invoking the light on their behalf. This gives their I Am presence permission to intervene in their lives. Now, their I Am presence will only intervene in alignment with their highest good and the fulfillment of their divine plans. But once we give their I Am presence permission to intervene by invoking that aspect of their divinity, tremendous changes can take place within the hearts and minds of these people, our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. This is what was meant through the spiritual teachings of ages past when it is said that we must be our brothers and sisters' keeper. We have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. This means you and me and every other awakened soul on earth. This is our purpose and reason for being an embodiment at this time. And we already have everything we need within us to accomplish this mighty feat. So we must know through new levels of profound awareness that what affects one part of life affects all life. In other words, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Instead of polarizing against everything we disagree with, we need to create a new reality, a reality that reflects our oneness and makes the old reality of separation and duality obsolete. We have the opportunity to assist in this endeavor daily and hourly as we take the power of our attention away from the illusion of separation and duality and focus it on the vision of the new heaven and the new earth as we co-create the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. When we observe something in our life or in the world that does not reflect oneness or the reverence of life, we have the ability to invoke the light of God into that situation and to transmute the negativity associated with it by using the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Then we can envision what we want to create in its place. Instead of polarizing against our government, for instance, we can invoke the I Am presences of every person who holds public office and ask them to take command of that person's thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. Then we can visualize the public officials striving for the highest good of all concerned, making decisions that involve win-win situations so that everyone benefits, the earth and humanity, reaching higher levels of cooperation, compassion, and fulfillment of our planetary cause of divine love. When greed, selfishness, and the gross imbalances in the distribution of wealth are brought to our attention, we have the ability, again, of invoking the I Am presences of the people involved in these activities, and we can ask that they take full dominion of these people's thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. We can envision their I Am presence taking command of their hearts and minds, and we can visualize them now responding with integrity, honesty, generosity, and a willingness to assist those who are less fortunate than themselves, who are living in poverty, hunger, and all levels of degradation and oppression. Whatever we focus our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on, we bring into form and we empower. So we need to create the vision of what we want life on Earth to be like. And we need to set about creating that new reality. Then we need to invoke the full power of the violet flame, which is the divine balance of our Father God's will and power, and our Mother God's love and adoration for life. And as this violet flame blazes in through and around all of those old, obsolete patterns and belief systems which have caused poverty, greed, and the growth imbalances on this planet, we can see the violet flame transmuting everything less than God's infinite abundance and the oneness of all life through reverence, compassion, and working toward the highest good. So in addition to empowering the vision of heaven on earth with our every thought, word, feeling, and action, we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. And since all life is interconnected, when we lift into a higher level of consciousness or transmute an aspect of our human consciousness that no longer serves our highest good, like, for instance, poverty consciousness, transforming it into prosperity consciousness, we can also lift and transmute the collective consciousness and energies of all humanity as well. Those patterns that are reflecting poverty consciousness instead of the infinite flow of God's abundance through prosperity consciousness. As we transmute our own obsolete behavior patterns, we need to simply ask the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth to lift their consciousness and to transmute their negative behavior patterns simultaneously. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened. So in deep gratitude for our ability to serve life on this sweet earth in this powerful way, let's join together in consciousness and co-create a unified force field of transfiguring divine love. This force field will be far more powerful in its impact on humanity's global consciousness than any of the other humanly generated force fields of energy perpetuating the serious problems facing us on this planet. It is a universal law that if the inner conditions or forces within humanity's global consciousness are transformed through love, then the outer conditions of the world will proceed to reflect the divine plan for the earth. The divine plan for the earth is a living, active, all-powerful force field that we are co-creating through our hearts and minds. This divine plan will produce perfection if not interfered with by our lower human egos. Our I Am presence holds the immaculate concept for the fulfillment of our highest divine potential. And as we tune in on these patterns of perfection and reflect them through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, our victory will be assured. In the heavenly realms, the beings of light work purely and precisely with the great forces of cause, knowing full well that the effects will take care of themselves. Everything begins in the realms of cause. Most of us are currently trying to manage the effects of our lives rather than focusing on the cause which will truly change things from within. Trying to change things by focusing on the effects, the outer world conditions, is like trying to change the reflection in a mirror without changing the object that is causing that reflection. It's a futile effort. So let's talk about what we should anticipate for 2012. Then we'll work together with a visualization that will help us shift our planetary cause, expanding this pattern of divine love through every heart flame, reflecting the oneness of all life. through reverence, compassion, and the love of our God parents. Even though we have already begun our ascension into the fifth dimension, humanity's focus on 2012 is opening a multidimensional doorway into the heart and mind of God. This is creating a moment in time when the focused attention and positive expectations of millions of people around the world have the potential of catapulting this planet and all her life forward in the light. People everywhere are becoming aware of 2012, and anticipation abounds. People are asking, what will happen? How will this personally affect my family and me? Will this event change who I am or how I live? Will it result in peace and abundance in the world? Will there be cataclysmic earth changes? Will it change the way people think and feel about each other? What will this event actually mean in the overall scheme of things on this planet? As usual, there's a plethora of speculation. People are predicting everything, ranging from the instant manifestation of heaven on earth to the catastrophic end of the world. The truth is, humanity is co-creating this event, and not even our Father, Mother, God, or the Company of Heaven know exactly how the events of 2012 will physically manifest on earth. The outcome will be determined by humanity and how we choose to use our free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to manifest the patterns of perfection for the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love. One thing is assured, however, because of the awakening of millions of light workers, this monumental influx of light will have only positive results. The events of 2012 are being orchestrated through the unified efforts of both heaven and earth, with the divine intent of accelerating humanity's awakening process and Earth's ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite light. The important thing for humanity to remember is that we are all sons and daughters of God, and it is our divine birthright, our responsibility, and our obligation to co-create heaven on earth in this physical reality. We are the ones who will determine the results of the incredible influx of light that will take place in 2012 through the galactic alignment with the core of the universe. In order for us to fully understand how this event will affect us personally and collectively, we must remember that we are all multidimensional beings and that we function in various dimensions of existence simultaneously. This is true even if on a conscious level we are usually unaware of anything but this dense physical plane. Normally we judge everything by what we perceive to be happening in the outer world. The problem with that is that the physical plane of Earth is the most elusive and the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in. It is also the very last dimension to reflect the changes that are taking place in the realms of cause. Our perceptions and our interpretations of what is really going on are based on what we see in the outer world, which are things that are usually very distorted and many times totally inaccurate. When major events such as 2012 take place, the changes occur first and foremost in the realms of cause. Then our I Am presence assimilates the newly formed patterns of perfection and gently projects them into the threefold flame in our hearts. From our threefold flame, the changes and all of the divine potential associated with them gradually reflect into our conscious mind. Then we have the ability to co-create the new patterns in the world of effects by projecting them into the physical plane through our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. If we choose to participate in this process, the patterns become part of our new reality, and then we joyously experience them as they manifest in our daily lives. This motivates us to keep on keeping on, and day by day our lives are then transformed into expressions of harmony, abundance, happiness, and peace. This process takes place for every person on this planet each time changes of this nature occur in the realms of cause, but they unfold in divine timing for each person, so no two people are on the same time frame. That is why these events never result in instantaneous global transformation. Instead, they unfold gradually according to each person's divine plan, in each person's participation in the process, and each person's willingness to be the open door through which the light of God will flow to co-create the new patterns of perfection on earth. It is important for us to not let our unrealistic expectations determine what we perceive to be the success or failure of 2012. The only things we have experienced in this lifetime that even remotely compare to this impending event are harmonic convergence, which took place August 15th through the 17th in 1987, and harmonic concordance, which took place November 8th through the 24th, 2003. And also the events that took place on November 11th in 2011. During those events, people all over the world were expecting all sorts of miraculous changes to occur. And when people woke up the day after the events, the things seemed pretty much the same, and people lost faith and classified the events as just New Age hoaxes. In reality, nothing could be further from the truth. Harmonic convergence and harmonic concordance, as well as 11-11-11, resulted in the greatest influxes of light the Earth had experienced up to that point. Harmonic convergence paved the way for Earth's ascension off of the wheel of karma and back on to the spiral of evolution. It reactivated Earth's crystal grid system and created the environment for the activation of humanity's 12-fold fourth-dimensional solar spine. Harmonic convergence began our ascent into the fourth dimension. Harmonic concordance, which took place in November of 2003, was the initial impulse of what we are now calling the shift of the ages, which began Earth's ascension into the fifth dimension of God's infinite perfection. This shift also began the process of humanity's transformation from carbon-based beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. The light that poured into the planet during these two events awakened a full range of capacities within humanity and moved us a quantum leap toward the global awakening we are now experiencing. On November 11th, 2011, new solar crystal record keeper crystals were placed within Earth's crystal grid system. This is the equivalent of new encoded patterns for Earth's DNA, containing the immaculate concept of Earth's full divine potential transformation into crystalline solar light beings and a crystalline planet, a solar planet. The Earth is becoming a sun, a natural part of our evolutionary process. And if you have any doubts about these events, just observe your own growth following them. Look at how you matured spiritually and how your feelings, thought, and life have changed since 1987. Then pay attention to the shift that has taken place within your thoughts and feelings since 2003 and observe the quantum acceleration that will take place now during 2012. Observe how many awakened people you know now compared to the number you knew back in 1987. Pay attention to how your own direction has changed since that time and see how you have moved closer to the fulfillment of your divine plan, your purpose, and reason for being. 2012 has the potential to be much more powerful and more life-changing than harmonic convergence, harmonic concordance, or 11-11-11. This is because of the acceleration of time and because of the millions more people that are awake now than were awake in 1987 and the years in between. This upcoming shift will manifest much more quickly than the changes that took place after harmonic convergence and harmonic concordance. With that knowing, ask your I Am Presence and the entire company of heaven to guide you carefully step by step through this process that you are now in the midst of, so that you will be the most effective instrument of God you are capable of being. During this unique opportunity, see your power as a child of God, an open door that no one can shut. Together, we will change the world. During the time leading up to, including, and following this birth into 2011, we have allowed our thoughts and feelings to expand. Feel this shift taking place within you. Be filled with an alertness, an enthusiasm, and a divine intelligence that is forever open and pliable. Do not allow your thinking to become stagnant or obsolete. Don't be caught up in the illusions of negativity being pushed to the surface, or human miscreations that are coming up to be transmuted back into light. Focus on the new patterns of perfection, the patterns of our new planetary cause of divine love that reflect the oneness of life and the reverence for all life. The changes that will occur throughout 2012 will lead humanity to deep and previously unknown possibilities within the human mind. Know that your heart and mind are continual miracles of advancement and spiritual development, manifesting moment by moment, day by day. Stay focused on the present and celebrate your every breath, every thought, feeling, word, and action. Live your visions and empower them with love and a deep reverence for life. From the consciousness of your I Am Presence, live each moment as you desire the future to be. And know that the future will fulfill your desires. Through your visions and spiritual desires in the present, we will co-create the future and release the shadows of the past. Our desires and visions of the new earth will bring astounding results. With courage and faith, we are going to meet this great destiny. Our divine purpose will be our every thought, word, and deed. We are embarking on a new day, on this precious planet, right here and right now. Together, we are co-creating heaven on earth. So stay focused on the light and be here now. So let's join together and invoke the light of God now to ensure the transformation of inner conditions for humanity and the earth. Let's co-create a force field of transfiguring divine love centered within unity consciousness. Please focus on this visualization now with the full power of your attention, knowing that you are joining in one pointed consciousness with light workers around the world. We begin by invoking the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth to take full dominion of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Our Father, Mother, God are now expanding the flame of transfiguring divine love that is blazing in every person's heart flame. Through each person's I Am presence, this expansion of light is creating a tremendous magnetic heart of divine love that is growing in power and might until it envelops the entire planet Earth. This blazing heart of transfiguring divine love is now drawing to itself the energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure love from every ascended level of being throughout the universe. This gift of love is flowing into our planetary cause and helping us to manifest the perfection of oneness and reverence for all life through the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on earth. Our Father, Mother, God are sending forth a clarion call, and 12 magnificent solar archangels of transfiguring divine love are responding, descending into the atmosphere of Earth and taking their strategic positions around this planet. As one unified force of transfiguring divine love, these magnificent solar archangels project the light from their heart flames into the center of the earth, and they begin conducting a symphony of divine love that is ensouling and interpenetrating our beloved Mother Earth and all life evolving beyond, in, through, and around her. The I Am presence within each person is an open door for this resplendent light. And at inner levels, every person on the planet is now experiencing this force field of transfiguring divine love. Through their I Am presence, each person is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, and hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, each person is becoming love in action through their I Am presence. And together, we are collectively changing the core vibration, the cause of the primal light substance, which has gone into the present negative conditions that are surfacing to be healed throughout this planet. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, the solar archangels, and the I Am presence of each person, we are the cause of this magnetic force field of transfiguring divine love, now anchored through every heart flame. Together, we are setting in place the basic spiritual forces of transfiguring divine love, over which humanity will ascend out of our long exile in darkness, into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite light. Unified in consciousness with the kingdoms of earth and the realms of heaven, we are the cause of this activity of light, and we are being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We now know ourselves as beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. Together, we accept this reality, and we affirm through the inner being of our I Am presence. I am changing the inner conditions for the entire planet Earth and all life evolving upon her. And I am setting this Earth on a new planetary course of divine love. I feel complete unity with all life. And now with every holy breath I take, I in-breathe, assimilate, expand, and project the love of God into every aspect of humanity's day-to-day functioning from this moment forth. I feel this force field of divine love permanently secured within my heart flame and the heart flames of all humanity. And I accept this force field of transfiguring divine love that is manifesting now and forever sustained through God's holy grace. It is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body, knowing that these divine energies have been secured through my I Am presence and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet in every heart flame to expand daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. Precious hearts, thank you for joining me this sacred and holy day and for participating in this activity of light, in this opportunity to add to the light of the world. Please join me again next week as we expand this activity of light, bringing this love pattern to a tangible level in the lives of all humanity. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.